Catechetical Lecture 2, On Repentance and Remission of Sins and Concerning the Adversary. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins. 1. A fearful thing is sin, and the sorest disease of the soul is transgression, secretly cutting its sinews and becoming also the cause of eternal fire, an evil of a man's own choosing, an offspring of the will. For that we see sin of our own free will, the prophet says plainly in a certain place, "Yet I planted you a fruitful vine, wholly true. How are you turned to bitterness and become the strange vine?" The planting was good, the fruit coming from the will is evil, and therefore the planter is blameless. But the vine shall be burnt with fire, since it was planted for good, and bore fruit unto evil of its own will. For God, according to the preacher, made man upright, and they of themselves sought out many inventions. For we are his workmanship, says the apostle, created unto good works, which God afore prepared, that we should walk in them. So then the Creator, being good, created for good works, but the creature turned of its own free will to wickedness. Sin then is, as we have said, a fearful evil, but not incurable. Fearful for him who clings to it, but easy of cure for him who by repentance puts it from him. For suppose that a man is holding fire in his hand. As long as he holds fast the live coal, he is sure to be burned. But should he put away the coal, he would have cast away the flame also with it. If, however, anyone thinks that he is not being burned when sinning, to him the Scripture says, "Shall a man wrap up fire in his bosom and not burn his clothes? For sin burns the sinews of the soul, and breaks the spiritual bones of the mind, and darkens the light of the heart." 2. But someone will say, "What can sin be? Is it a living thing? Is it an angel? Is it a demon? What is this which works within us?" It is not an enemy, O man, that assails thee from without, but an evil shoot growing up out of thyself. Look right on with thine eyes, and there is no lust. Keep thine own, and seize not the things of others, and robbery has ceased. Remember the judgment, and neither fornication, nor adultery, nor murder, nor any transgression of the law shall prevail with you. But whenever thou forget God, forthwith thou dost begin to devise wickedness and to commit iniquity. 3. Yet you are not the sole author of evil, but there is also another most wicked prompter, the devil. He indeed suggests, but does not get the mastery by force over those who do not consent. Therefore, says the preacher, if the spirit of him that has power rise up against thee, quit not thy place. Shut thy door, and put him far from thee, and he shall not hurt thee. But if thou indifferently admit the thought of lust, it strikes root in thee by its suggestions, and enthralls thy mind, and drags thee down into a pit of evils. But perhaps thou sayest, I am a believer, and lust does not gain the ascendant over me, even if I think upon it frequently. Dost thou not know that a root breaks even a rock by long persistence? Admit not the seed, since it will rend thy faith asunder. Tear out the evil by the root before it blossom, lest from being careless at the beginning, thou have afterwards to seek for axes and fire. When thy eyes begin to be diseased, get them cured in good time, lest thou become blind, and then have to seek the physician. 4. The devil, then, is the first author of sin, and the father of the wicked. And this is the Lord's saying, not mine, that the devil sinneth from the beginning. None sinned before him, but he sinned, not as having received necessarily from nature the propensity to sin. Since then the cause of sin is traced back again to him that made him so, but having been created good, he has of his own free will become a devil, and received that name from his action. For being an archangel, he was afterwards called a devil from his slandering. From being a good servant of God, he has become rightly named Satan, for Satan is interpreted the adversary. And this is not my teaching, but that of the inspired prophet Ezekiel. For he takes up a lamentation over him and says, "Thou wast a seal of likeness and a crown of beauty, in the paradise of God there wast thou born, and soon after, thou wast born blameless in thy days, from the day in which thou wast created, until thine iniquities were found in thee. Very rightly has he said, were found in thee, for they were not brought in from without, for thou thyself begat the evil. The cause also he mentions forthwith. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty, for the multitude of thy sins wast thou wounded, and I did cast thee to the ground. In agreement with this, the Lord says again in the Gospels, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. You see the harmony of the Old Testament with the New. He, when cast out, drew many away with him. It is he that puts lusts into them that listen to him. From him come adultery, fornication, and every kind of evil. Through him our forefather Adam was cast out for disobedience, and exchanged a paradise bringing forth wondrous fruits of its own accord for the ground which brings forth thorns. 5. What then? Someone will say, we have been beguiled and are lost. Is there then no salvation left? We have fallen. Is it not possible to rise again? We have been blinded. May we not recover our sight? We have become crippled. Can we ever walk upright? In a word, we are dead. May we not rise again? He that woke Lazarus, who was 4 days dead and already stank, shall he not, O man, much more easily raise you who art alive? He who shed his precious blood for us shall himself deliver us from sin. Let us not despair of ourselves, brethren. Let us not abandon ourselves to a hopeless condition. For it is a fearful thing not to believe in a hope of repentance. For he that looks not for salvation spares not to add evil to evil. But to him that hopes for cure, it is henceforth easy to be careful over himself. The robber who looks not for pardon grows desperate, but if he hopes for forgiveness, often comes to repentance. What then does the serpent cast its slough, and shall not we cast off our sin? Thorny ground also, if cultivated well, is turned into fruitful, and is salvation to us irrecoverable? Nay, rather, our nature admits of salvation, but the will also is required. 6. God is loving to man, and loving in no small measure. For say not, I have committed fornication and adultery, I have done dreadful things, and not once only, but often. Will he forgive? Will he grant pardon? Hear what the psalmist says. How great is the multitude of thy goodness, O Lord! Thine accumulated offenses surpass not the multitude of God's mercies. Thy wounds surpass not the great physician's skill. Only give thyself up in faith. Tell the physician thine ailment. Say thou also, like David, I said, I will confess me my sin unto the Lord. And the same shall be done in your case, which he says forthwith, and thou forgavest the wickedness of my heart. 7. Wouldst thou see the loving kindness of God, O thou that art lately come to the catechizing? Wouldst thou see the loving kindness of God and the abundance of his long suffering? Hear about Adam. Adam, God's first formed man, transgressed. Could he not at once have brought death upon him? But see what the Lord does in his great love towards man. He casts him out from paradise, for because of sin he was unworthy to live there. But he puts him to dwell over against paradise, that seeing whence he had fallen, and from what and into what estate he has been brought down, he might afterwards be saved by repentance. Cain, the firstborn man, became his brother's murderer, the inventor of evils, the first author of murders, and the first envious man. Yet after slaying his brother, to what is he condemned? Groaning and trembling shalt thou be upon the earth. How great the offense, the sentence how light. 8. Even this, then, was truly loving kindness in God, but little as yet in comparison with what follows. For consider what happened in the days of Noah. The giants sinned, and much wickedness was then spread over the earth, and because of this the flood was to come upon them. And in the 500th year God utters his threatening, but in the 600th he brought the flood upon the earth. Do you see the breadth of God's loving kindness extending to 100 years? Could he not have done immediately what he did then after the 100 years? But he extended the time on purpose, granting a respite for repentance. Do you see God's goodness? And if the men of that time had repented, they would not have missed the loving kindness of God. 9. Come with me now to the other class, those who were saved by repentance. But perhaps even among women, someone will say, I have committed fornication and adultery. I have defiled my body by excesses of all kinds. Is there salvation for me? Turn thine eyes, O woman, upon Rahab, and look thou also for salvation. For if she who had been openly and publicly a harlot was saved by repentance, is not she who on some one occasion before receiving grace committed fornication to be saved by repentance and fasting? For inquire how she was saved. This only she said, For your God is God in heaven and upon earth. Your God, for her own, she did not dare to say, because of her wanton life. And if you wish to receive spiritual testimony of her having been saved, you have it written in the Psalms. I will make mention of Rahab in Babylon among them that know me. Oh, the greatness of God's loving kindness, making mention even of harlots in the Scriptures. Nay, not simply, I will make mention of Rahab in Babylon, but with the addition, among them that know me. There is then in that case, both of men and of women alike, the salvation which is ushered in by repentance. 10. Nay, more, if a whole people sin, this surpasses not the loving kindness of God. The people made a calf, yet God ceased not from his loving kindness. Men denied God, but God denied not himself. These be your gods, O Israel, they said. Yet again, as he was wont, the God of Israel became their Savior. And not only the people sinned, but also Aaron, the high priest. For it is Moses that says, And the anger of the Lord came upon Aaron, and I prayed for him, says he, and God forgave him. What then did Moses praying for a high priest ascend prevail with God, and shall not Jesus, his only begotten, prevail with God when he prays for us? And if he did not hinder Aaron because of his offense from entering upon the high priesthood, will he hinder you who art come out from the Gentiles from entering into salvation? Only, O man, repent thou also in like manner, and grace is not forbidden thee. Render thy way of life henceforth unblameable, for God is truly loving unto man, nor can all time worthily tell out his loving kindness. Nay, not if all the tongues of men unite together, will they be able even so to declare any considerable part of his loving kindness. For we tell some part of what is written concerning his loving kindness to men, but how much he forgave the angels we know not. For them also he forgives, since one alone is without sin, even Jesus who purges our sins, and of them we have said enough.